Oh, others are working. I just want to. You do not do things because everybody is doing it. In fact, you make moves when others may not be making moves. Or sometimes you pull out when everybody else is joining. Hello? When there's a trend, when everybody is jumping into a trend. Hey, this. That's the moment you say, no, I'm pulling out. People say, but E, are you seeing what you're doing? I say, no, I'm pulling out. And then boom, they all come to say, ah, but you, the time you just pulled out, this happened. Because it's about when you understand the prophetic that you actually, God has put you in. God didn't put you in this prophetic ministry just for you to come and say, oh yeah, praise my Lord. And then you go home and you sleep and you wake up in the morning and you have no difference you're causing to the society. No, that's not why you're here. You are here because God wants you to build a relationship with you. A relationship that can cause changes. I hope I'm talking to somebody. Yes. If I'm talking to somebody, if you have a neighbor, tell that neighbor, are you hearing this message? What are they saying? Yes. Tell them, if you're not hearing this message, don't come to me to borrow money.
My God.
Now, get this. So, the war of Megiddo. Now, as I did mention to you, to say, what are these wars? When we talk about wars, where is this concept coming from? Or why are we speaking about these wars? Firstly, you must acknowledge that God understands these wars exist. In Isaiah 45, verse 2, God gives us a picture of what is happening around you. There are things happening around you, and God knows, even if he gives you a prophecy, between you and the prophecy fulfillment, there is something in between. And God gave a prophecy to a man by the name Cyrus. But God told him that the prophecy I've given you, it will not happen. It can only happen if I go in front of you and I clear the way. I remove the walls. I remove the gates. Then what I spoke can happen. So don't just get excited. Hallelujah. God showed me this is going to happen. Amen. I got a prophecy. This is why we have a lot of people having defiance. When we say defiance, we mean there is a shift of reasoning. Okay? In psychology, they call it psychological defiance. Where a community or a grouping of people who are believing in something, there is a change. So you find people in church who were believing in prayer, they were believing in the prayer of their prophet, or they were believing that this can happen, or they were believing in the scripture, then there is defiance where they are thinking and they are changing slowly. You know, it's no longer the way it was before. And this happens in church. This happens. In fact, it happened to Peter when he was standing in front of Jesus. The man who was walking on water began to sink. Jesus said, what has happened with your faith? Why did you doubt? Meaning he believed at first. So there can be a defiance. Now, so why does defiance happen in church or to individuals? It happens when believers pray for a particular thing or they were told something would happen and it never happened. Are you there? But it's not enough to get a prophetic message or to believe or to pray over a thing or to fast, because there are things that God reveals in Isaiah. Let's just read the scripture. What does the scripture say?
I will go before you and make the crooked places straight.
Very important statement.
I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron.
There is no way God would say this statement if your way was clear. If you have a neighbor next to you, tell your neighbor that don't think the way is clear. Can you imagine even God says, I'll go before you. Did you hear that? The Lord says what? And do what? And clear the way. He says there are gates in front of you. There are things, there are crooked things in front of you. And God says, I'm going to break them in pieces. Why? So that what I spoke, maybe you should hear what God spoke, right? This one of Isaiah, same chapter. What did God say?
Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him.
So there's a prophecy that he will do what? Subdue nations before him and loose the arm of kings.
To open before him the double doors.
Exactly.
So that the gates will not be shut.
Do you understand that? So even if you have a prophecy to subdue nations, God says in front of you there are double doors. In front of you there are crooked ways. In front of you there are gates. In front of you there are iron bars and bronze. And God says, I have to go in front of you and clear them out. Tonight I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Every wall built by the enemy, whether bronze or steel, and you are facing that resistance in the realms of the spirit, tonight we announce a falling.
Yes.
I said tonight we are announcing a falling. Yes. There shall be a falling of every wall. Every satanic wall, every satanic agenda, every resistance of God's word and prophetic message, we announce a falling. Somebody shout a falling. This is not just a teaching. Listen to me. I'm making you go through a process of warfare. Are you here? And when we speak of these wars, they didn't just come. The word wars in the Bible represents two things. One, okay, so the word wars comes from a Hebrew word choma, from a root word chama, choma, C-H-O-M-A-H. Choma or chama simply means to bend, to destroy, to bring down, to protect. So the only, just the name war, it tells you, because when we read in English, when we see wars, the only thing we hear or we think is just a built up structure. But when you hear scripture, when God is saying, and I'll build walls around you, these are not physical structures. Meaning to say, God is talking about what? Spiritual what? Walls. If God says beautiful walls around you, he's not saying that God will come with angels, they'll begin to put up bricks. No. God is talking about a spiritual word here. When Satan was saying, I cannot touch Job because Job has a hedge, a wall around him. He was not talking a physical structure. Walls are spiritual. These are hidden entities, hidden structures. And the enemy can build them around you or in front of you, or God can put them for you to cover you and protect you. So I'm here. Are you here, somebody?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me just say something before we actually go much further. So if we talk about the wars, please have this in your mind. Either it's built to protect you by the Lord or the enemy has raised it. Now, let's just talk about it. So if wars means a place of destruction, burning, uprooting, or protection. Let's just talk about this. So when we speak of Megiddo or Megiddo, what do we mean? The word Megiddo, it simply means, all right, a gathering for battle. Okay? It also means a large group. For war. It also means a decisive battle. It also means what? It is also known as a war of decision. This war, my God. I really want you to understand this. Somebody say, I'm about to engage a decisive battle. When we speak of a decisive battle, it means Either you will win or the opponent. Megiddo. Listen to me. The word Megiddo, it is a spiritual context that it comes from a physical place in Israel known as Megiddo. This place is a valley. At this valley, there was a wall and a gate. It is the same gate and the same wall which Elijah gave a prophecy. And he said that rain is going to come now. And he said, begin to run. And Elijah had to run, overtake the king and the chariots. And he was the first one to arrive at the gate of Megiddo. Meaning to say, this war existed. Are you understanding? I'm trying to talk to you right now. So this war existed. But this war is even mentioned in the book of Revelation. This war talks of what happens over these wars. These are not just physical, geographical locations for us to understand history. There is a Megiddo. The word Megiddo, you should not see the name. You should see the meaning of it. A gathering of a decisive battle where the one who wins takes the trophy. This war was actually built because in the days of those moments, this was a valley where people would gather, not just one. A huge group of people would gather for war. And another group would also gather the other side. Until they said, let's build a wall. I'm not talking to somebody here. And every battle recorded here was so spiritual. I'm going to show you. Was so spiritual, either Satan would intervene or God would intervene directly. Other battles were by swords. But every battle at Megiddo, either devil will come through or God will come through. Are you understanding? The word Megiddo is the same word which speaks of Armageddon. Armageddon. Ever heard the word Armageddon? This is where in the future, any day, this is even where Russia, soldiers of Russia, soldiers of Iran, they will even confront with the soldiers of Israel physically. And it was predicted in the Bible that will happen. Am I talking to you? It's a place where scripture says that Jesus himself will appear in the air and fight for Israel. So when we are talking of Megiddo, it's not just the word I'm speaking to you. Somebody, some here, prophet. We're about to enter into something here that is very important and very prophetic. When we are praying, listen to me. I'm going to give you a pattern that it will make you understand whether you are facing, there is a Megiddo around you or not. How does this war really happens? Number one, there's a group of people, a person who watches over you. It's the only battle due to its location being a valley where people gather to watch. Hello? Some of you here, there are people out there who are watching to see whether you will make it or not. Now, you are getting it right? Anybody who's fighting a battle, that is not just you only who know what you're passing through, but there are people out there who are watching, it's a Megiddo. It involves a large group of people. There are people right now who are seeing what will happen to Major One. There are people who are actually watching you right now, what will happen to that man. They are seeing how you are struggling financially. They are seeing there is a battle. Listen to me. This battle, it is so decisive that if you just make one error, the people will say, aha, aha, we said it, we said it. Are you going to give the enemy an opportunity? Oh. Come on now. You are ready for Megiddo war. Oh, yes. You ready for a Megiddo war?
Yes, sir.
It's a battle where people are what? Watching. People are watching. And I'm telling you the truth. Some of you have got no idea. But the battle you are facing, some of you, there are people, whether your family or your companions or your friends, or there are somebody somewhere, or there are people, they are saying, we want to see what will happen. How many are entitled to win? Now, I want to see your hand up. How many? This is a very important question. How many are saying, this battle I'm winning? Listen to me. This is decisive, because if you fail, people will laugh at our God. If we fail, people will laugh at our faith. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. We cannot afford to lose this one, my friends. This battle, we are not affording to lose it.
Never ever.
And I want to say something to you. Can I say it?
Yes.
This battle, it is a public spectacle. If the devil puts you in that war, my friend, just know that he has dragged you into a Megiddo war. A Megiddo war is a battle where the enemy actually wants to prove a point. So people are watching. I know some of you, the enemy has been whispering to you to say people are not watching. People are watching. They're actually seeing you. They even know that you are struggling. They want to see if you will come out or not. Say, lo and behold. Ah, come on. Speak like somebody who's about to win. Say, lo and behold. A breakthrough is coming. The Megiddo war is a war where people watch. As I'm talking to some of you are working. And how you are being treated at work. The enemy has dragged you into the Megiddo. People are laughing at you. Some people are saying, you see, you say you pray. Some are getting favors and you are not. The enemy says, let's see what's going to happen. You claim you do this, and we have got people who are actually fired. We have got people who have lost their jobs, and some are losing their items. And some things are happening, some sickness, diseases. And the enemy says, let's watch. As I'm talking, somebody's marriage, and a woman is crying right now. She does not know what do people think, what do people say. Listen to me, what the enemy is doing right now is to drag you into the Megiddo wall, where he's involving a large group of people. Listen to me, this is a battle of decisiveness. We cannot afford to lose. Let me show you something that is very interesting here. I hope you're going to get it. Are you ready for this? Let's go into scripture in Revelation 16, verse 16.
And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew, Armageddon.
I want you to go back in the same scripture. All right, NIV.
Then they gathered the kings together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon.
The word Armageddon is the same word I've told you is what? Megiddo. Please just get that. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, and you're going to see something being involved there.
The seventh angel poured out his bow into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne saying, It is done.
Do you hear me when I'm saying it is done? Yes. People just think I'm just saying those words when I say it. is done. People just think I'm talking. My friend, is when I know there's an Armageddon war around you. If there's a Megiddo war, listen to me. The angels are involved in this battle. Are you seeing the angel involved? Now I'm asking a question again. Are you seeing the angel involved?
Yes.
Now you tell me, is this a physical battle or not? Answer me a question. Is this a physical battle or a spiritual battle? Answer me this question louder. Where angels are being involved. Listen to me. Those who are waiting to see you fail. We're about to reverse things right now. We're about to what? This was a war. Until today, the Bible talks about the war of Armageddon. This is a serious battle. It involves angels. Let me show you a very important aspect. Let's go ahead. Are you sure you're ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Judges 5, verse 19.
The kings came and fought. The kings of Canaan fought in Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They took no spoil of silver.
Did you see that? They took what?
No spoil of silver.
What was their aim? To take the silver. Please, come on. What was their aim? Symbolically, what does silver represent? It represents money. And the kings came at Megiddo to fight. What was their aim? To take the money, right? Now, I may have somebody here who's watching me, or you're here, and the enemy actually came, fought you, and took your money at Megiddo. Don't worry. Don't worry. In the spirit, I'm taking you back there. Let's see who's going to win this time around. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. I'm about to take you. Please, what? This teaching is so spiritual. And when we are dealing with these issues in the spirit, can you imagine if you've got these notes now, when you are fasting one time, when you are praying one time, and then you yourself alone goes into warfare protocol of Megiddo, where you actually discover that there is a large, you know, outburst where the enemy wants to embarrass you, where the enemy wants people to laugh at you, where the enemy wants to see you disgraced. You say, you know what? This is Megiddo. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to handle the enemy decisively. Are you understanding? Understand this. The same place at Megiddo, if you are not careful, you can be slain and be defeated. In scripture, King Josiah was slain at Megiddo. Somebody anointed by God was actually slaughtered. The whole world laughed at his death. In 2 Chronicles 35, verse 22, I want you to see something here. 2 Chronicles 35, verse 22.
Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself so that he might fight with him. And did not heed the words of Necho from the mouth of God. So he came to fight in the valley of Megiddo.
Go ahead.
And his archers shot King Josiah. And the king said to his servant, take me away, for I am severely wounded.
Please, listen to me. This battle is a spiritual battle. The Bible says he went there to fight. And did not listen from the word of God. And he disguised himself. And he was wounded. And he died due to the wound's pain. Listen to me. And I'm telling you this message as a prophet. This battle, you don't just go to fight it. As a prophet, I have activated it for you. And I'm telling you, go and fight it. Are you getting it?
Yes.
You will see some people be embarrassed at the same place.
Yes.
And I pray that you don't get wounded. There are so many people right now with wounds. They tried fighting here in the flesh and they got wounded. Listen, I'm about to show you something here that is very shocking. This place at Megiddo is the same place where Deborah began to sing. When Deborah began to sing, you know what happened? Stars from heaven began to fight. Tonight, evening stars will help us fighting.
Yes.
Hey, Deborah. My God. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Deborah. Can you imagine? Okay. Let's take it slowly. Let's go there again. Okay. Let's go to Judges 5 verse 19.
The kings came and fought. Then the kings of Canaan fought in Taanach. By the waters of Megiddo, they took no spoil of silver.
Read again.
The kings came and fought. Then the kings of Canaan fought in Taanach. By the waters of Megiddo, they took no spoils of silver.
Isaiah 14 verse 13.
For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north.
Judges 5 verse 20.
They fought from the heavens. The stars from their courses fought against Sisera.
What happened?
The stars
fought their courses. Genesis said.
There was a battle at Megiddo. Are you getting it?
Yes,
Scripture says the reason Deborah began to sing a song. And as she was singing songs, this was a serious battle. And the Bible says stars in heaven began fighting Sisera. At Megiddo. Have you heard this? Are you seeing that every battle at Megiddo is so spiritual? Ever heard where stars start fighting for you? All stars are agreeing in heaven to say, now let's join the battle. Someone say decisive war.
Decisive war.
A decisive war.
A decisive battle.
A decisive battle.
Where people are watching.
There are people right now watching to see if what will happen to this woman. What will happen to this man? That type of battle in the spirit is known as Megiddo. Megiddo means public spectacle. A large gathering of people who are fighting with the people watching. So there are people who are actually watching to see what will happen to Prophet Hara. What will happen to that man? Listen to me. Tonight, I want you to understand this, that this battle, you cannot afford to lose. Raise up two hands and say this word. Say in the mighty name of Jesus.
The mighty name of Jesus.
As I raise my hands.
As I raise my hands.
I stand in God's presence.
In God's presence.
And I declare.
And I declare.
My stand with the Lord.
My stand with the Lord.
Every force of the enemy.
Every force of the enemy.
To disgrace my calling.
To disgrace my calling.
To disgrace my God.
To disgrace my God.
To disgrace my faith.
To disgrace my faith.
I bind it in the name of Jesus.
I bind it in the name of Jesus.
I declare warfare.
I declare warfare.
At Megiddo.
At Megiddo.
Every public spectacle.
Every public spectacle.
They will watch my God.
They will watch my God.
Everyone who's watching.
Everyone who is watching.
What I'm passing through.
What I am passing through.
They will see what my God will do.
They will see what my God will
engage
do.
Engage in prayer where you are. Just engage in prayer.